This podcast is sponsored by Aurora Packaging Solutions, a global packaging solutions provider leading the transition to a more sustainably packaged future. They specialize in developing packaging and visual communication solutions that reduce the impact on the environment and bring sustainability goals to life. With a focus on partnership and service, they create a custom solution for your business. To learn more, please visit www.ororapackaging.com. Welcome to Sustainable Packaging with Corey Connors. Today's guest is Vivian Lofton. She is the co-founder of Recida. How are you, Vivian?
I'm very good. Thank you very much.
Joining us all the way from Europe, where are you today?
I'm based in Germany, south of Germany, actually in the city with the most days of sun of Germany. So I really love it here. I recommend it for anyone who has not been to Freiburg. And yeah, that's where I am today.
Well, that's wonderful. I'll have to add that to my list of must visits in Europe. My wife and I plan to travel quite a bit. So let's talk a little bit about your background before we get into your company. Can you tell us how you got into recycling?
Of course, and I think it's quite an unusual story because actually what I studied back at university was international cultural and business studies and also so business, but always paired with this aspect of intercultural exchange, international teams, etc. And this, to be honest, has always been one of my passions, people, culture. And this is also why I traveled a lot. I worked abroad and I got in touch with a lot of, well, missing sustainability in countries like Mexico. And I think this is why I developed a need to create some impact somehow. And then by accident, I joined an innovation project where I met amazing people, my co-founders, and also great companies who basically introduced us to a challenge they had. And this is how we got to the idea of Recida. And this is why I jumped into Cold Waters and founded this company with my team. And yeah, this is how I got into recycling and packaging.
Right. I enjoy hearing stories like that where the impetus of a company is positive and your intentions are good and you're wanting to help us all save the planet here and make a good positive impact. Can you tell us about Recida and what you do?
Definitely. And I think the interesting thing is that we try to have an impact for a real problem, a quite tangible problem with software and data. So basically, Recida is a software company, and we develop basically a sustainability management platform where companies like brand owners, but also retail and packaging producers can basically assess and manage their packaging against various sustainability aspects. Also what today, for example, with EU legislation for EPR, you can see, okay, is my packaging recyclable in a certain country? What kind of legislation do I have to follow? And am I compliant? What about the infrastructure? And I'm mentioning a lot of aspects, and that's exactly the challenge that we are addressing by centralizing all of this in one software and making it easy accessible to companies to manage their packaging.
Right. You're right. This is a big challenge. It is a big task for people, especially in Europe. The laws are changing so quickly. People are having a challenge keeping up. Let's talk about maybe a couple specific examples of how your software would help a company in Germany and across the world.
Yeah, of course. So maybe mentioning one packaging example that actually was changed because of the use of Recida from one of our customers. It's basically just an example. It can be any packaging, but a shampoo bottle, which had pump head. And because of all the material composition was not recyclable according to various guidelines, according to basically what different sorting, because there was metal in the pump, meaning that, well, it was basically
multi-material, right?
Yeah, this was detected, and then basically to see, okay, what packaging variation would be the optimal one to place on the markets that we have, so that it follows basically the guidelines, and that we can ensure there's an infrastructure available. And they not only changed the closure, but they actually changed also basically the body in terms of how they have the label coverage as well, also basically what they had in terms of labels, et cetera, et cetera. So it was not only one change, but actually various aspects that really influenced recyclability. And with the software, they could basically experiment and compare various solutions against each other to choose the ideal one. And this is one example that you can do for individual packaging solutions, but you can do this also at scale. Because as you might imagine, many brands have not only five packages to look at, but tens of thousands of packages. Right. And this is where we can help identify weak points and basically see, okay, those are the ones that you need to start working on to basically follow what is demanded of you in the future.
Right. I absolutely agree with you. We need to celebrate those small wins and stop being overwhelmed with, if you have tens of thousands of packaging SKUs or items, need to tackle them one at a time and say, okay, how can we, and look at the whole picture of what can be done to improve sustainability and recyclability. That's incredible that Recyta can help with that. You'll be attending Packaging Europe as a speaker, I believe. Is that correct?
Yes, exactly.
Tell us about your speech or your panel that you'll be on there.
Yeah, basically, I'll introduce working on, and we're quite honored because we're also one of the finalists in the Thriving the Circular Economy category, amongst other amazing innovations. So it's an honor to be one of the finalists that have made
Congratulations.
It. Congratulations. Thank you. And to be honest, I love being on stage, but I also love just listening to other panels and then entering into discussions in the coffee break, because I feel like this is where people really are super honest and also critical and raise very important points. And I think this is the part I'm most looking forward to.
Agree. 100%. We need to be there together to figure out, how can we work together? How can we solve these problems together? Maybe Recyta can solve a problem that, you know, different brands have that haven't heard of it. And so you'll be able to present it there to them in person. And then I'm sure they'll pull you aside and say, hey, how can we sign up? And I've seen so many conversations at these events turn into major changes and positive effects for companies' sustainability, the green bottom line, if you will. I think that's very important to the future of sustainable packaging.
Absolutely.
I'd love to know a little bit more about what Europe is doing with their sustainability laws, in particular Germany, that maybe other countries should follow.
Yeah, I think a lot is happening at the moment. And also with the packaging waste regulation, a draft that was just recently voted on. I think some major aspects that I see that Europe is doing quite well is EPR in general, and basically what they are developing at the moment also in terms of eco-modulation of EPR fees. What has been introduced already in a couple of countries and is really, because we also have this implemented, we see what big of an impact it can actually have and how it can actually serve to really be a driver to switch to different materials to basically help companies make a decision to go with a more sustainable packaging, even though it's maybe more expensive in purchasing. Meaning that this is one of the aspects that I find very interesting that's coming up in Europe at the moment. However, Germany is the worst example, maybe, because we have a competitive system and it's different. However, there's also a lot changing. And what we in Germany have is that we actually have something from legal side that's it's basically helping PROs, but also companies to see what is the minimum that I need to ensure in my design for recycling and what can we basically do. And this standard is basically developing every year. There's a new version and it's getting stricter and stricter, to be honest, but more reflective of the reality. And also it's showing companies what kind of data they actually need to know about their packaging to make such an assessment and to understand if their packaging recyclable or not.
Exactly. Where do we need to start? How do we need, what's step one in this process? And I think you just answered it. What are we using today? What are our components that are recyclable? What are our components compostable? Are we in spec now or are we in trouble? And I think a lot of companies that were maybe standing on the sidelines waiting to see what happened are now saying, oh boy, we better get moving on this and reach out to companies like yours and take advantage of this time to take action. Are you seeing that? Are people flocking to you and to companies like yours?
To be honest, I still see a lot of insecurity, also with PPWR, because so much is unclear also in terms of what is going to be the assessment for recyclability and can I place my packaging onto the market in 2030 or not? Mm-hmm. And as you just mentioned it, there's a lot of waiting still. And I think that's one of the issues that I see, because you can have an impact already now and you can prepare for the future just by understanding your status quo and by understanding your packaging portfolio a lot better. Because I think many do not actually have enough data to really grasp that yet, meaning that now could be the time or should be the time to work on these data topics as well, to really understand your packaging, to work with your suppliers, to basically get that in place, understand where you are. And as soon as some tangible or something that you can work with is published, you can actually apply it to your portfolio right away and not start then, because then the timeline is very ambitious. We see there are companies who are super engaged and who are really behind working on this and super creative. Also, we started building APIs and we also connected to data lakes, and this is something really amazing. However, I feel like there are also some companies are still waiting, and I think they need to take action already. Like, they need to start now.
Exactly. Yeah. What is an API? Just to educate the audience. Yeah.
I'm not the tech founder, fortunately.
That's okay.
But it's basically meaning that we can communicate with existing systems where basically you don't need to use our software manually, but we can use imports or even direct integrations so that,
I see.
It's very efficient.
That's great. So your company, if let's say somebody's a CEO and they say, well, we don't want to invest in having to dump all of our data into this software, your company would be able to interact with their current system, advise them what you're trying to accomplish.
Exactly. And that's super important, because also we cannot ask people to give us their packaging data in a certain format, because every company has a different standard, meaning that we are agnostic to that. We can work with any data, and we build mappings, and we have very smart software guys who we taught a lot about packaging science, and they work with
different brains, right? Yeah.
Super interesting combination to have packaging science combined with software. And it's amazing to see what you can actually do.
And to have the systems be able to talk to each other. That's really incredible. So, this is very exciting. Anything else you wanted to tell people about before we finish up here?
No, I think I'm just always happy if people talk to each other about this topic. I think you cannot talk enough. And this is why I'm looking forward to the event so much, and this is why I always love connecting and just having exchange. And I think the most important thing in all of this is being honest, and also what you mentioned before, being proud of small changes as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, congratulations on being nominated for an award. That's exciting. Getting to speak is very exciting too. Congratulations. How long has your company been around?
5 years.
Oh, wow. Made a lot of progress quickly. Good for you. Well done. How do people get in touch with you if they'd like to connect?
Well, they can either meet me at the coffee station, because I'm sure I will be there, or they can get in touch via LinkedIn or via my email address. Just reach out. I'm always happy to exchange.
Great. Thank you, Vivian. This has been awesome, and I really appreciate your wisdom and your time. Thank you.
Thank you.
This episode is sponsored by SpecRite, the first purpose-built platform for specification management. So much has changed. when it comes to packaging, and there's a new book to help you stay ahead of the curve, The Evolution of Products and Packaging, written by longtime packaging executive Mr. Matthew Wright, helps you unpack industry trends and explains how you can use data to drive packaging innovation and sustainability. Download your free copy today at specright.com/book. That's SPECRIGHT.com/book.